This is Jess Explores. I'm Jess, and I work in MARE, the SFI Research Center for Energy, Climate, and Marine. Join me today on a new episode of Jess Explores.
Every coastal region will have their own definition of what the blue economy does, what activities it includes, and what their goal or aim with supporting the blue economy is. And that makes perfect sense because every coastal region has different challenges. There's different environmental impacts. There's different human-induced impacts that every coastal region has to endure and has to balance with the economy themselves. There's different activities that you can do. Some coastal regions are perfect for offshore wind development, where other regions are better suited for aquaculture. That doesn't mean that you should only have one activity within that particular area. It's very difficult for coastal managers to manage these different activities and ensure that they can actually build an economy around the activities and around the activities that the environment can support. The way we do this often is to look at the ecosystem services, the marine ecosystem services. And those are both direct services, as in fish from the ocean, for example, and indirect services. Certain coastal environments are better suited to carbon sequestration, which means that they're actually capturing CO2 emissions and thereby actually helping globally with climate control and mitigating climate change. While we had shipping for a long time and we had oil and gas exploration for a long time, and while the ocean has been used for war efforts for a very long time, we actually know very little about the ocean itself. So we don't necessarily know everything that is necessary for us to make an informed decision about what activities we should and can do in the oceans without harming the environment, without harming the inhabitants of the ocean, without harming the people that rely on the ocean. Now, depending on where you are in the world, you may look at the ocean very differently. Somebody who has been growing up in a fishing community and who's been very much used to going out to sea to go fishing, that will be a very different relationship than somebody who's grown up in an aquaculture community. While you still both rely on the fish that you harvest in order to have your livelihood, the way you do the harvesting will be very different. So fishing is either through trawler fishing, as in where you have those nets in the water and they kind of trawl over the sea bottom, and kind of just from a blue economy perspective, then I have to understand where we came from as a coastal region. I have to understand where many people draw their employment from, and maybe, you know, their jobs and job security. We have to understand the environmental impacts of climate change, but then also the environmental impacts that fishing as well as aquaculture, for example, have on the region. The same goes, I know I focus a lot about fishing and aquaculture now, but the same goes for offshore wind development. What kind of impact does that have on the marine environment? And if I do that, for example, will there be an issue with fishing grounds? Or if you have a lot of wave and tidal extractions, like energy extraction from that, what kind of impact will that have on coastal tourism? So those are just a few of the different activities. Now, for the blue economy, the activities may also include oil and gas extraction, seabed mining. They may include digitalization of the ocean and marine exploration. Those are big sectors that are coming into their own. There is, for example, as I mentioned, offshore wind development, but here we have fixed bottom offshore wind development or floating offshore wind, which are wildly different, even though at the end of the day, what they're doing is capture the energy from the wind in order to then generate energy from that. But how they do that and how the wind farms are then constructed and how they actually capture the energy between the two may be very different. As anybody interested in the blue economy, you have to understand that. You have to understand the industry perspective of these different technologies and of these different marine activities. But you also have to look at the coastal community itself, and you have to understand where most of the jobs are coming from. You have to kind of anticipate where the challenges in the future may lay and where the opportunities are. If you can see, or if you have a look at universities and you see that they don't necessarily focus on marine related topics, even though it's a coastal community, then you may want to figure out how to get that intellectual interest and property of marine related topics into the university, how to make sure that you can entice the people in the university to actually have a look at the ocean and have a look at how their knowledge generation and creation can be linked to building a blue economy that may be sustainable. Now, I've talked about sustainability before. I talked about the need for environmental protection, social inclusion, and then obviously economic viability when it comes to sustainable development within the blue economy. All of these are important. So as a coastal manager or anybody interested in blue economy and building the economy around marine related topics, this is what I have to look at. I also have to look at the skills that are necessary in the region. Are enough people there? Are the people that are necessary there? Now, if, for example, my region is suitable for offshore wind development, but I don't have anybody in the region or only have a small selection of people in the region that are actually capable of that, then you may run the risk of monopolizing that region or monopolizing the sector in the way we do our economy now, which is not a good place to be in, because then you are dependent on that developer, you're dependent on that one person. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that when you have competition, you may be able to have a new technology, have new innovations, and are able to capture all of that knowledge in a way that you weren't able to capture previously. So it's important to consider all of your knowledge, your skills, the people in the area. Lastly, and I believe most importantly, we have to consider the ocean as a place, as in the people that live in coastal regions and on islands. They don't just look at the ocean as a way to make money. And I highly doubt, or I want to believe, that most people actually don't look at any resources as just money. Because then if you do that, then this one-dimensional view of the resource will create more complex problems that are rooted in the way you understand the resource. So for a blue economy, it is so vital to understand the people, to understand the environment, and to understand the sectors that you support within the blue economy. These are just a few of the ideas and a few of the topics that you may want to consider and that you have to consider, both as just interested in a blue economy, but also if you're interested in building that blue economy. I will be talking more about ecosystem services and why they are so important, and maybe even go into more details of different coastal regions and what ecosystem services they provide. And I will be looking more into how people relate to the ocean and why it is so important to consider them when you build a blue economy. And, you know, we'll also go into some mechanisms in the future, in future episodes, mechanisms that coastal regions may be able to employ in order to then build a blue economy that is suitable for them. I think my biggest takeaway for this episode now is that there is no one-size solution fits all. Because the ocean is so diverse and because we as people are so diverse, it is important to consider that the way we approach the ocean and the way we approach marine related topics is also diverse because our understanding is different and because there are so many people that are interested in the marine ocean that there's so much knowledge that we need to combine in order to make informed decisions. So with that, Let me know if you have any specific questions about the blue economy. Happy to address them all. And I look forward to diving deeper into the blue economy and what it means and why it's important for everybody. Even if you're in a land-based community, how you in a land-based community can drive knowledge from a coastal community. It's just such an interesting interplay and so important. So I look very much forward to discussing this with you. And I hope you have a wonderful week.
If you want to engage with me on social media, follow me on Twitter at Jess_explores or follow me on Instagram at Jess_explores_podcast.